This is Black Scott.
This is Love Jade.
And we are He Said, She Said, a podcast where we unpack current and controversial topics concerning
men, women, and the roller coaster that is our relationships with one another.
Look out for new episodes dropping every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts.
So you're a Catholic now?
No. He's loosely Catholic, so... But, you know, I've been doing Lent for every year.
Since when?
As a Christian.
Yesterday?
No, since I was like in maybe like high school.
Why?
Because I just want to. Some Christian churches do it. He's loosely Catholic. I'm loosely Christian. But I still want to do it. So he's down. So we talked about it and I think we're going to try to do it. But
like the same thing or?
Yeah, the same thing. I decided
no, like the same vice or whatever you want to get.
Yeah, the same vice. Well, we were talking about it. He's like, maybe I'll do drinking.
I was gonna say, is it sex?
Well, I put that on the table, and then it was like he was like, really?
Heart drop.
And I was like, yeah, really? Like, why not? You know? And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, I can sense that you're not okay.
Sense the
though.
Cheating. It's gonna start bubbling up after a while.
He would never. See, you're always trying to throw some negativity into my situation. What's going on with you?
Listen.
But no, we're not going to do sex, no. We might do alcohol or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that, so.
I always do something I don't even do anyway. All right, we give a crack.
Count.
I'm going to go crack for Lent.
Doesn't count, no.
I don't smoke crack anyway.
I'm not willing to do sex at this time, so. Maybe we talked. Neither is he. So we talked about a.
That's a good thing.
I was like, not this. I was like, maybe next year. Like next year, and I was like, okay, I'm getting the sense that this will never be something you're.
So maybe that we'll see after that. We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, no, I just like messing with him. But I think no, that's really good, though. We're not doing that. Maybe alcohol. What'd you say?
I think that's really really good. Like if you're a couple trying to do things together, yeah. It kind of strengthens the bond, and you guys have that accountability. Like, oh, let's try to go to the gym. Let's eat healthy.
Right. And you know, like, yeah. We're still not like an official couple or nothing, anything like that. But I just like the fact that he's open and willing to do things together, you know? And it's just cool. See, it's been very easy. You know, maybe that pregnancy might happen this year. I'm just kidding.
Listen, what we talked about in the last episode, we're waiting for your wedding invites to start coming through the mail.
You never said that.
Viewers. We talked about
Oh, mine? Those. Oh, the viewers.
Yeah. Yours.
No, we said baby showers. You said no meatballs. And I said, I would love meatballs, so.
I'll come anyway.
The barbecue especially.
That's all right. I'll be there.
I wonder, okay, this is getting off topic. Let me move on. I was just going to say, are there any other types of meatballs besides barbecue that they serve at the
Italian? Yeah, Italian. Oh, I was going to say. Parmesan?
Oh, regular?
Italian meatballs.
Marinara? Maybe just like a marinara and parmesan.
Or like the abonigo, the Hispanic meatballs?
I don't know what they would have.
You know, disgust me though sometimes. I'm gonna be real. When women have like the big meaty linebacker shoulders.
What? How did this even come up?
So you're talking about something, and I was thinking, like, I was in the grocery store the other day and I thought it was a man. It was a woman, and she had the linebacker build, like that big V.
I cannot comment
on big
this.
Meaty shoulders going on.
Sometimes men have a womanly shape.
Yeah, and that's whatever the preference is. I'm just telling you right now. I'm just putting it out there in the airway.
I mean, I feel like, were you trying to talk to her? Like, why is it a problem?
You know? Nah, it's just weird. It's like when women have facial hair. You know, some guys are into that, but I like women on the far end of the male spectrum as possible.
Yeah, well, you know, preference, you know. Everyone has their thing, like you said.
Yeah. I just want to get canceled off the bat. So that's why I started.
Yeah, because I was definitely like, this is cancelable content that we did not discuss in the back. Just came up with this live on air. So, hey. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know, my thing, canceled, honestly, I'm just about keeping it real. Keeping it righteous, you know.
Yeah, I think the things more for me that turn me off about men are just more personality. I think
really, I'm pretty sure there's a look or some type of thing you don't prefer. Be real.
I definitely don't prefer like a Justin Bieber look, meaning no facial
old.
Hair, adolescent looking, no body hair. It's very not for me.
Yep.
Not for me at all.
Yeah, I know that was a big thing back in the day when every girl was like 15 at Teen Wolf. vibe, but when women become women, it's like that shit goes up.
It never caught on for me.
That's why these child stars be looking weird when they grow up, because you're perfect for a 15-year-old, but you're 30 still, because they be hiring them old.
Yeah, like young. You've seen like Colin, what's the guy's name?
I've seen Taylor Lautner after, what is he, like 35 now? Looking like terrible.
But the Home Alone kid, he looks weird because he still has like a kid looking face. You know what I mean? Taylor Laughter. That's what you're typing in today.
Close enough. Because that's what we're about to do right now when we see his face.
You need to put like 2020 or something. Or 2020. 2020.
2022.
He looks fine. Even better.
I think he's been shaping up, because there was a real bad picture recently.
Well, we all had
meaning a couple years back where he was like getting really big and just not looking right. I think he's shaped it up, because I think he's in some movies now.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's getting back to acting.
Exactly. But I feel you on the adolescent thing. I think Leonardo DiCaprio has that, where it's like, where has his baby man look to me?
Yeah, like no matter how much, and he's bulked up. And he has like 52 hair
now or something.
Yeah, and we still it's just not believable. That, yeah, he still has a baby face.
And you see how this opinion is accepted, but mine's is not. Automatically, everyone just goes, ugh. Yeah, baby face men. Double standard.
I just said women I don't prefer express their it. I didn't preferences. Say I was disgusted.
I feel like the way I say it, too.
You said disgusted. I didn't use that term. I just said it's not for me.
Repulsed. Makes me apprehensive.
Apprehensive is better, but still canceled.
Regretful.
Still canceled.
I'm remiss.
Oh, God. I just can't. You know, something I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you saw this.
What?
Did you hear about the Van Jones situation?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I don't know if you guys know who Van Jones is, but where does he work? CNN or something? He's a news guy, or is he a sports guy? Okay, let's say this.
I don't even know.
He's on TV doing reporting of some kind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Van Jones announced that he had, I believe, a baby. Not expecting, I think they did have the child already. With his friend, a woman who was his friend.
I mean, a lot of people would say that, though.
He was like, I discovered, he was like, I got clear with myself. That was his language, that I wanted another kid. And one of my friends also wanted another kid. So we decided to be, I think he used the term, conscious co-parents. And so they're not together. They're just friends. And they had a baby together.
This man sounds cap. It's like, people be having their friends, right? Oh, your little friend. Yeah.
Yeah, to me, I'm like, so did you have sex? That's what we need to know. Of course, like, that's what they did.
He's just capping for the media.
Or did you do the IUI?
You know what happened? Somebody probably exposed his business, and now he had to say something. That was probably his little friend. You know how people be.
Yeah, if you're messing around with somebody, somebody in the comments, not me, somebody in the comments said that was his side chick. And I was like, well, he doesn't have a main. He's not married, so he can't really be a side chick. But maybe that was somebody he was messing with.
One of his little friends. And then and he probably did want to have a kid. And hey, forget, like, if this happens, it happens. And I trust her and we're cool. So, hey.
Yeah, I'm under the impression that that's more probably what happened. But I do want to ask, is this the move now? And not just in that way, but in general. Like, even people who were maybe once together and it didn't work out, co-parenting just seems kind of like the move to where it almost seems like people are not even really concerned. Like, oh, if I get pregnant, oh well, because we can just co-parent.
I feel like that's like saying used cars are the move. It's like, nah, it's not what people prefer, but we're here now. So it's like, nobody really wants to get a used car. You probably get something new or something like
that. You know what I'm saying? It's more, it seems like it's almost more acceptable to where people are a little bit more okay with it. Whereas back then, back in the day, right? What was the protocol? If you get someone pregnant, you gotta marry them
tomorrow. Yeah. Drive to Vegas.
So nowadays, I feel like people are more like, well, we can just co-parent. It seems like an acceptable substitute. And in my opinion, I don't think it is.
No. Nah.
Because it's popular doesn't
mean it's, or just because common doesn't mean it's like a popular or the thing to do.
I agree.
Like cheating.
From the kids' perspective, it's always gonna be better to have mom and dad together in the home, right. Especially if they're seeing that with their friends, parents, and things like that. And that's going to affect them no matter what. I don't care if you guys never argue, if you have the best relationship as co-parents, I feel like that'll still affect the kids. So for me, I just don't think it's the move, but I think it's the best you can do out of a bad situation. But to consciously choose that, which is what he's saying, like if that's the how it really happened, you're saying you consciously chose a broken home for your kids.
And that's why I say he's capped.
For your kid, I mean.
If he can go back in time and let's say he was God and he could rewrite his life the way he wanted to, he would not choose to make things happen in this fashion. And so I think it's a more of a thing of, well, we're here now and this is what it is. So we got to make the best of it and make it sound good. Probably because somebody exposed his information. Maybe the chick did. And so now you got to get to it before the gossip comes out.
Right.
But I don't think that's the move or anything anyone plans to do. It's just something that happens. And like cheating. Cheating is something that happens often, or is being maybe reported or found out to be often. Mm-hmm. But it's not something people prefer. It's not the move to cheat. It's just the circumstance of today's world.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. So assuming again that this, and whether or not it is, whether or not it was an accident or whether or not he really did plan it with her, don't you think that's better? Because at the end of the day, you still have two parents. Then I'm trying to say this delicately, but I'll just say it. Like, there's women who choose.
I'm already canceled, so kids. You're by yourself on this one.
There's women who choose to have children because they don't have a partner. And maybe they, and I'm sure they probably have a support system, like maybe parents, family, friends, who will support them with the kid, you know, like the whole village thing. But they're choosing by themselves with no partner to have a kid. Wouldn't you say, though, that this is almost better because at least there are two parents in the picture versus one? And again, I'm not shaming women who do that, but I'm just saying, if we really want to think about
this from like a logical perspective. Or two people who happen to have a kid? Because not everyone who has a kid is a parent.
Well, no, there's a lot of women who are literally choosing like sperm donation and they're having kids.
No, I'm saying with Van Jones, it's like, they just are two people who decide, he decided to have a kid. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that she's a willing parent. That just means
we don't know. Didn't say that. She said,
she wants to be a parent.
Yeah, like he said, you know, I know that I want another kid, and my friend so and so, she also expressed, you know, wanting to have a kid, so we just decided to have one together.
Right.
So that's why. I mean, obviously, I don't think she would have birthed the child if she didn't want the kid. You know.
Nah, she birthed child because she has a bag now, and she's capping.
I don't think so.
It's 50-50. Just like the girls in the Tinder swindler. Oh, he was so great. Well, you liked him because of his money, too.
I think it was a loose baby, and then they both decided, well, hey, we're neither of us are mad at this, so let's have a kid. I think that was more so what happened. I don't think it was a gold digging type of situation.
I find girls say that, but hey, the fact he has money definitely helps, because if it was a broke man, she would have definitely went to the clinic.
So what do you think, though? Do you think it's better, though?
You saw her at that Walmart.
LOL. What I'm asking you, though, is do you think it's better?
Shout out to Walmart.
No, they're not sponsoring us, and I don't support that company, so no. They'll never be a sponsor, and no, we're not shouting them out.
All right, we got to talk about this off
air. Listen, you never even answered my question. They've been emailing me. You never answered my question. Is that, do you think this is better than
the mom who decides to have a kid without support?
Yeah, like conscious single mother thing. And again, I'm not saying those single moms don't have a plan and don't have, you know, other support. I'm just saying, if we're looking at it from the perspective of the kid, one parent versus two, I think two's better.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also wanted to ask a deeper question that makes me think, why do women do this? Because this doesn't seem like a thing men do, where I'm just going to consciously decide to have, if I already have a kid and whatever reason me and the mom are working out, or the mom doesn't want to be a mother or whatever, and I decide as a single father still taking my kid, that's different. What makes you just think you just don't need a man for anything, especially for a child?
Nope, I don't think it's that. I think it's, I'm 37.
Like, if I can find a woman,
I haven't found the right partner. Nah. And I've tried, but I haven't found the right partner, maybe because I was doing career or for whatever reason.
Hoeing.
No, you never know. Or maybe I was married for several years, and then I found out my partner was cheating, and then we never had that chance to have a kid, and now I have to start over. But I'm 37, clock's ticking.
For a reason.
No. Seriously. Like, I'm seriously saying, like, there's many reasons why you would choose this, because...
I wouldn't.
Your clock is ticking, whether you like it or not, and it's like, I can either rush it and find a trash, you know, father... just to say I have a man, or I can just do it on my own and, you know, still not necessarily not looking for love, but I'm not going to wait on that to have my kid.
I don't know. Some of that doesn't sit right with me. It's like, well, you probably just missed your chance, and such is life. Just like, well, you missed your chance to, like an athlete, this is not the same thing, but you tried whatever, you had a broken ankle injury, whatever the case may be, and you just didn't make it to the NFL. Well, that's fine. You just have to do something else. Don't be that guy who's 30 trying to still make your lead, wasting your life, and I don't think it's worth it. And I think even more so in the case of a child, it seems selfish in a way to me, because you're not giving the child the best support system. Because I think you do need two parents. I think it's this way for a reason, having a good man and a good woman. Now, it's like, if you have to do it again, if you have to be a single mother or father, not by choice, by circumstance, it's different. Mm-hmm. But to opt to choose this way just because you want a kid, well, what about the kid? And having their best interest in mind rather than I want to have my baby type of thing.
Yeah, and I think that's a valid
point. And then you said earlier, you talked about the support system. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're putting other people into your plan with your kid, where it's like, no, but originally it's between the man and the woman, not like your mom and your sister and your other friends can only do so much for the kid. They can't be your mother and
but
father.
Usually it's a conversation where you do speak with your family and mm-hmm. you establish that support system beforehand, before you even decide to go forward with the process. That's usually how it is. But nevertheless, I think it is a valid point that, you know, is that what's best for the kid? I mean, mm-hmm. I could see both sides of it. And to be honest, I don't have an answer because, you know, I always try to put myself in those shoes and mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I do have a really great, loving, supportive family that I know will be willing to help me if say I chose that. But I also personally, yeah, I just think about the kid and they're gonna be like, oh, what happened to my dad? Well, you know, you don't have one. You know right. what I mean?
And he's probably gonna, or she might look at you a little different for that.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
Like, why would you do that to me?
I think it's just hard to not have that, especially when the model of today is having one, right? Like that's seen as the most ideal. And I guess I say all this because, look, there's different types of families. We have same-sex parents. We have single parents. We have a lot of different families. And I don't think one is, I wouldn't say that if you don't have the standard man-woman dynamic or mother-father dynamic, I wouldn't say that your parenthood is not valid or anything mm-hmm. like that. You could still raise great kids, right? But there have been studies that show, for example, that, well, let me finish. There have been studies that show that parents, like when the kid does not have mother and father in the picture, that's considered an adverse event. And they also look at kids of divorce, even if the divorce was super,
amicable and things of that nature.
Yeah, amicable and everything. And the parents never really argue in front of the kid. Even if all those things are at place, it still hurts the kid that the parents aren't together, right? So that's still considered like an adverse childhood event. So I just think about things like that. And it's like, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I see both sides and I see why a woman would choose that, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, kids are coming out different these days, and not talking about in a way of like sexual preference, but like a lot of these kids are feeling unloved. A lot of these kids are feeling like unsupported, and they're turning more to these social media platforms and things to get that nourishment that their mm-hmm. parents are supposed to give them. It's like you see kids doing things, it's like, where are your parents? Where are your parents to tell you that this is okay, this is not okay, or you're enough, or you should be this, or you're fine the way you are, don't be like this, or don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, where are your parents at? So I'm like, I don't really know. I only get lost in the fact that there's no answer, so anyone does everything. I feel like, and maybe this is the man, I mean, we need to have standards and things like that and provisions put in place for stuff, because we don't want people coming up any kind of way. Next, you know, these kids are harming themselves or harming other kids, or shooting schools up or whatever, because they don't have the proper system. Now they're just doing whatever because their parents did whatever, and there's no standard to it. And so I'm like, I don't know if it's, and when it comes to children, nah, I don't think you just do whatever. Now, if the mom, or I'm for any individual doing whatever they want to do, but it's different when it affects children and other people, but specifically children.
I agree, but
and
I
so
guess,
I'm not really for that, to be quite honest with you. Maybe people may not agree with that, but I'm not for that in the way of children. But do what you want as an individual, though. Yeah.
I mean, the way I see it is, well, if you have, like, say, like, same-sex parents and things like that, you still have two parents and you still have, you know, the, I guess, responsibilities of the child being split. And so I think in those cases, like, those can work. And I think, I guess my question or my point of where I question it is the single parent thing, right?
Yeah,
even
that's
in,
my
like,
thing.
The sense of a
right,
Ben Jones
right.
arrangement. I think, well, there's still two parents and that's better. But, even in the case of single parents, right? I think when we're talking about what's best for kids, we can question bringing a kid into the world, right? As a single parent, like I'm creating a child by myself. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that. But what about adopting, right? Like there's kids who actually just don't have a home and they're already here. So isn't a single parent better than no parent? See what I'm saying? We can like mix and match and play that game of like, okay, well, two parents. Okay, well, one parent. Okay, mm-hmm. well, this, well, that. But I think it's always better when you have, I mean, it's always better when you have two or more, I guess, in some arrangements. But
like polyamory?
Polyamory, maybe. But like I was thinking more like step and stuff like that, step parents. But polyamory, too. Why not, you know?
No. Well, I get you on the step parent piece. That's different, you know, because the step parent, though.
Yeah, let me finish my thought and then we'll get back to the polyamory piece. But in my opinion, it's okay. So let's say the more parents, the better, even like step parents. If you guys are all able to kind of work it out together with parenting, then that's okay. And then, of course, so we got the more, the better. And then, so two is better than one. one's better than none. You know what I mean? I think there's a hierarchy to it, if you want to say that. And again, I'm not trying to say that one's better than the other as far as how you parent or the value of you being a parent. I'm just saying from the kid's perspective, that's all, you know, that's where I'm coming from with it.
I think that's what it really matters, because it's the kid's life. Like, you've already lived your life. You're already grown up. You're already kind of what you are, but now you're raising a whole person from scratch, and they have a life they have to live and experience. Yeah. And that's different. So you want to give them the best opportunity possible, not something based on you.
Maybe what about, like, if you have like brothers or like uncles or other, like, so I'm thinking about the single mom, right? The woman who chooses to have a child by herself. What about like uncles and male figures? If you have that, is that okay? You know what I mean? It's not the same as having a father that's there all the time, but you have that kind of,
but you're opting out for the second best. Not only you're opting out for the second best, but no one's going to take care of your child like you. So for example, and this is why I think there can be a point to where that person is just sick and tired of your kid. Maybe they're just getting rotten that day, and that's okay. You're not obligated to love my kid like I do, or you're not their parent. So they say, here, take your kid back. Then what? Mm-hmm. Or they just don't have time. They have their own lives, their own thing going on. So they can only give you so much. But as a parent, you give everything to your kid. People aren't obligated to give everything to your kid. If it comes to taking care of your kid and or picking their kid up from school, or their kid got in an accident or needs some help or whatever, or their mom is across town and needs something, I'm going to choose my own parent over someone else's kid that's not mine. It sounds pretty harsh. Now, that's barring the kid's not being in danger. But like, if you just say, hey, can you watch my kid for the weekend? Or I have to watch my mom for the weekend, or, you know, help her out. I'm going to do what's best for my mom or my kid that I decide to have, or my, you know, whatever the case may be. I may help if I can, but you can't depend on me to be the father. That's what a father and mother are for, is the final backstop.
So you can't expect that that person will be there for your kid. Like, you're there for your kid, because it's not their kid in a way. And it's not that anyone's a bad person, but I think it's true. People might not, depending on the situation, do for that kid what you would do.
Right. So it's like, this kid's tripping. Instead of trying to sit there and be patient and let them go through their tantrum and explain what's going on, I'm going to just take you back to your mom and then tell her what she did. Because I'm also the concept of discipline. Because then if I were to discipline a kid, now the mom will look at me strange, and that's a whole foreign territory, discipline other people's kids. I'm not doing that.
Interesting.
You need that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to put up a little poll or something for the audience. I'm interested to see what other people think. We'll put up a poll for you guys, but you can also leave us a message, a voice message about what your thoughts are. So I want to know. I'm curious.
What would the poll say? Something like, would you believe in the two-parent household? I'm not going to say mother and father, because you said it's different
more than
man
one
to
thing.
Man and woman to women, but
maybe I can do multiple questions. I'll see if I can and just ask kind of like questions based on what we've talked about. Mm-hmm. Or just kind of like, do you agree with conscious co-parenting? That might just be the question, which is like, you choose to bring a kid in the world with someone, even though you're not romantically involved with them.
I mean, try to use euphemisms nowadays, to be honest. Like, they're coming up with euphemisms for everything.
Well, you know, I feel like a euphemism is needed if you feel like what you're doing
requires. Is there such thing as ethical kidnapping? I don't like the way they're raising their children. They beat their children. So I just want to participate in conscious ethical kidnapping, where I'm just going to remove the child from the main parent's hole. And into, it's getting towards that, I feel. Because people are doing some wacky stuff, and they're really covering a lot of it up behind this.
I feel like you only need a euphemism if you think what you're doing is wrong. Otherwise, you don't need a euphemism, in my opinion. Because it's like, that's what I'm doing, and I'm proud of it. So why do I feel the need to make it a euphemism? I get there's some things in society that have a negative connotation or something, so you might want to change the wording. I mean, I can kind of understand that, but I think overall I would probably just reclaim it, because like, I don't care what people think. But you know, let's discuss, going back to the polyamory thing, why are you hanging on polyamory?
I never said that. It's just the question of this, right? Is it the future? Do I agree with it being the future? No,
because when we were talking about the parenting thing, I was saying more than one, and you're like polyamory. And I was like, yeah. And you're like, no, that's what I meant.
No, because polyamory in a way too, I feel like it's, so when you're a man and a woman, you create a child, it's a way deeper. It's a way deeper relationship. It's a way deeper thing. Polyamory, I don't believe with every partner, it goes that deep.
But also
sometimes you may date the partner, but you're not that's not the mother of your children or the person you spend the most time with. So you have this deep connection between you and they understand how you work. Then you guys made a child together and you guys understand that child. That child, you know, the child is.
But I think it could literally be like a step parent thing, because sometimes these polyamorous couples, it's one couple that's like the main couple, and then there's a third person, and the third person kind of understands.
I'm not interested.
I don't have that same role.
No one else in my kid like
that. So it could be a step parent type of thing.
Nah, people are too weird nowadays.
But no, it doesn't mean that you're just picking up people off the street. It could be like a long-term person, third party, like just like any other relationship. And it almost is like a stepmom, because though I'm not your mother that birthed you, kind of like the what is it called, like the sister wives thing, like they all kind of help discipline, like not discipline, but like raise the kids together. And that's not your birth mom, but those other moms are kind of like your other stepmoms or aunties, however you want to see it. I don't know how the kids see it in that situation, but it's kind of like that.
No, I'll tell you why. Stop about the sister wife story. It's a story, the flip side. It's a woman who was in a polyamorous relationship with, I think, it was on TLC, I think, 3 or 4 other guys.
Mm-hmm.
All nice, all for the cameras and smiles. A couple months later, I think 2 of the guys or 1 of the guys ends up harming the child.
Yeah, and rushing to the hospital.
And
like,
everyone's playing, oh, she's so committed, and they're all good men, and we all love each other, though. And these guys are
that
harming children.
That can happen in a 2-person relationship.
But exactly, but remember what I went back to say about having a deeper knowledge, though.
Stepdad comes in the picture, kid gets harmed.
But remember what I said about having a deeper knowledge. When you're with someone one-on-one, you guys are probably together for a long time, years. You get to really know each other. It's just you and him focus on each other. You can only put so much focus on 4 people at one time or as a group. So it's less likely to happen. Like you said, anything can happen, right? But it's less likely if you know a person one-on-one deeply for many years before you have a child. And you're not going to harm your own child. That guy, he harmed a child that wasn't his. He's just part of the relationship. It's just a guy who collects a woman. Maybe he gets jealous. I don't care if I harm someone's child. It's not my child. I want the woman.
But that can still happen with 2 people.
And no. It's way less likely to happen. You harm your own child and get jealous.
There's so many factors. But what I'm saying is you can have a step parent and that's not your kid.
Oh, no, I'm talking about just the 2-parent.
No, but what I'm saying is you have a step parent and that's not your kid. And then the step parent can harm the kid. And that happens in plenty of 2-person relationships as well. And the mom's like, oh, I had no idea they were like that. The mom has no idea.
Well, that's 3 people. It doesn't matter how long you have the mother, the father, and then mother, father, and step person, man or wife, whatever.
But in polyamory, there's only going to be 2 parents because that's just how it is.
Yeah, but my overall concept is more people getting involved, the worse. So that's why I'm against it.
So then in that situation, you would have to be against step parents too then. Because that's more people involved.
Yeah,
dad is involved by default. They have to be, even though you're not with him. You know what I mean?
And even if it doesn't work out with that bio dad, the step parent, even and then you are taking your time, the mother or father, whoever you know is bringing the man or woman around, who's the extra step person, still taking that time to know that person one on one, not other people, not dating. It's not stepdad and then 2 other stepdads that are in consideration. No, it's pretty much 1 person, 1 man I'm dating, 1 woman I'm dating that I see probably as the stepfather or son or stepfather or mother to my kid. It's not dating around. So it's like, well, you already have the bio dad or bio mom that's already in the equation. That's what it is, Now this other person is another person I'm focusing on at one-to-one. With polyamory, you're dating still around and there's multiple people involved.
I think that's...
And I'm not saying there can't be good out of it. The likelihood, I'm playing what's likely to happen. I don't trust a bunch of random people that I really don't know like that, or who could just be playing nice for me or, you know, around a child that's different.
But I mean, I think that situation you just brought up is an extreme. It's an extreme and it's crazy. And I don't think that's reflective of a majority of polyamory. I think that's that isolated, extreme, crazy scenario. Just like in monogamous relationships, just like 2-person relationships, there's crazy extremes as well.
Right. So why have more people involved?
No, but
if it's already hard with 2, or not hard, but it's already a challenge. It's difficult.
But the thing is,
there's so many things that can go right or wrong.
Seeing it from your perspective as someone who's monogamous, and I'm monogamous too, but I guess I'm advocating for people who may not subscribe to that, and I think they should be able to choose how they want their relationship.
Oh, this is my opinion. You can live how you want to live.
Right. So I guess my point is, though, like that extreme can happen in any situation. And I get what you're saying, more people involved. But as a monogamous person, we see it as complicated for having more than 2 people because we're monogamous. Versus if you're polyamorous, you see it as restricting to only have one person involved because that's just how you are. Mm-hmm. So for you, it's not too many people involved. It's just the right number for you. Like, you can have two partners and that's not a issue for you. I think maybe you're kind of thinking along the lines of jealousy and things like that. But if you are, by definition, a true polyamorous person, and some people really are not and they get forced into polyamory, mm-hmm. and that's a different story, right? But for people who are true polyamorous people, they don't deal with those issues of jealousy as much, or those other issues that we might think come up with more people. More people actually works for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I even think that's something that's probably a misconception. Anyways, think about this. When you go into a relationship, everyone understands, right? You have this thing of, oh yeah, when you first get a boyfriend, girlfriend, mm-hmm. whatever, you kind of have this fairy tale version in your mind that's prettied up, right? About how a relationship is going to be and how it's going to begin and end. Mm-hmm. And really quick, you realize there are so many different variables to a relationship that make it hard, difficult, challenging. There's lots of ups, there's lots of downs. There's a bunch of bad stuff that can happen. There's also a bunch of good stuff that can happen. That's just with two people. So the thing is, in my mind, polyamory, you're adding more people to that. So realistically, everything that I just mentioned between a man and a woman, or, you know, two, you know, a one-on-one couple, mm-hmm. that can happen, it's multiplied. It may be lessened because it's not as deep, because people are maybe not as integrated into your life, or you guys are swapping out or whatever, but still, it's too many things that can possibly go wrong. It's a lot of, like, too many cooks in the kitchen. Now, there are a lot of things that could go great, but it's like the more people involved, the harder it is to kind of control and get a handle on everything.
I mean, I agree. But again, I think that's what they sign up for by being in a more than two person
relationship. But in my mind,
just like we, being monogamous, have things that we specifically have to deal with. Like, I mean, I think this is kind of funny to put a light spin on it. I feel like, you know, as a polyamorous person, it's probably great, because if you're mad at one partner, you can just go to the other partner and deal with them and not deal with the person you're mad with. And it's acceptable because we all are in agreeance. Versus if I'm mad at my partner, I'm just going to be alone today. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I'm going to spend time with myself. So, you know what I mean? Or like, maybe you're more inclined to make it work because you're like, it's just you and I. And now, you know, the tension is thick and can be cut with a knife. So I don't want to live in a tense household, so we got to work it out. And of mm-hmm. course, you know, there's benefits to working things out and that type of thing, which is why I'm monogamous. I agree with that. But I'm just saying, they have things that they deal with. We have things that we deal with as monogamous people, you know? The kids thing is complicated, and I think...
I think
that I don't know enough about polyamory to see how they deal with kids, but I think that is a consideration to your point, though. Like, kids need stability. Kids need... you know, a certain type of lifestyle. Yeah, and so structure. I think, yeah, structure. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think it could get complicated.
And here's the thing.
But no more complicated than step-parents,
you know. I was going to say as well, you're forcing children into this polyamorous relationship, you know what I mean? Or this thing that, you know, depending on how you look at it and your religion, all that's something that's not common or pretty unnatural. Mm-hmm. So you also got to be careful. You're all going to be polyamorous, but as a child, no. If anything, child is more used to a two-parent system.
But we don't know that they will be or not.
And again, could be wrong on that, but...
not, but you never know.
Yeah. But we'll see. Hopefully future doesn't head that direction, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're definitely going to, I think, have a full episode about polyamory, because I think we barely touched, like, the tip of the iceberg with this topic, and I think there's so much more to explore. So...
Yeah, I guess the side is that we kind of discussed the theory and the idea of it as it pertains to children, because, like I said, it's a lot of layers and a lot of different parts of polyamory, just like there's a lot of parts of relationships.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, talking about the child aspect of getting kids involved, I think this is kind of the section there. But like you said, maybe in the future we'll do another piece kind of expanding more upon different elements of it.
Yeah, and I will say, I think we do agree, though, on we don't have a opinion about the lifestyle of polyamory. I think we just both agree on that.
Yeah, we're not making any moral judgments on anyone's character, heaven or hell, nothing like that. Really, we're just going after, we're discussing ideas, not people.
Yeah, for sure.
More so.
At least we agree on that one point.
Definitely. Hopefully other people agree as well that, listen, it's all ideas here and we're all here to discuss.
Yeah, it's just funny because we're on two separate sides of the spectrum. So I just wanted to be like, well, there's some middle ground here, and I think we both agree on that. Have the type of relationship you want.
Exactly. That's why they love you. The peacemaker.
Me.
I've got canceled a couple episodes ago.
for not being peaceful.
Just keeping it a buck, you know what I mean? Like I said, but all this is just discussing ideas, and we're dealing with the realm of ideas, not people.
Yeah, not anyone in particular. Right.
But I know some people don't understand that, and they want to come after people in this culture. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, that's our point of this show, is that we really believe in having your opinion and being able to have a different one than someone else, and that being okay. And you can argue, really hash it out. Right, but that it doesn't have to be a volatile situation, you know? So, yeah. I think we met our goal here, this episode. Or I guess what? We followed our mission statement and our vision. So
we did the thing we said we were going to do. Was it he said, she said?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Of course. All right, y'all. That's been our time. Again, I am Black Scott.
I'm Love Jade.
And we are He Said,
She Said.
If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead and subscribe, share.
And hey, follow us on Instagram. We are at He Said, She Said _PC. Again, that's at He Said, She Said _PC, where you can find episode updates, polls, and interact with our community. And hey, if you do participate in one of our polls, you might just become a part of our show.